Okay, our friends. Have you had your bath today? Have you? Are you nice and squeaky clean? Were there any monsters in your bathtub? I should hope not. But I do have a story today that is about such a thing. So hold on, friends. Today we're reading a story called The Beast in the Bathtub. And this story was by Kathleen Stevens. It's illustrated by Ray Bowler. And it's read today by Mommy. And what's your name?
Well, I'm a banana.
You're a banana.
I'm a banana.
Oh my goodness. Well, hey, don't split. I don't want you peeling out of here. I have a story for you. I hope that it cracks you up. Get ready. Here we go. Louis skidded down the stairs and into the living room.
I can't take a bath, he announced. There's a beast in the bathtub.
His mom and dad looked up from the television. Louis, you have 20 minutes to get into bed with the lights out, his mom said. I don't care what's in the bathtub. You get upstairs and take a bath this instant.
All right, said Louis. But you'll be sorry if the beast eats me.
Oh, dear. He went back upstairs and went into the bathroom. He stared at the enormous green beast that sat in the bathtub.
Move over, beast, he said. My mom says I have to take a bath.
It was a tight fit, but Louis squeezed between the beast's front claws, and the beast propped his scaly jaw on Louis's head. The only problem then was that Louis couldn't reach the back of his neck.
Beast, said Louis, would you scrub my neck? And while you're at it, please check behind my ears.
Do you wash behind your ears? Good. The beast used lots of soap for a lather, and then he filled his mouth with water and squirted it between his teeth to rinse off Louis.
Hey, that tickles,
Louis cried as water ran down his back. The beast kept squirting, and Louis began to wriggle. Water sloshed over the side of the tub onto the floor. Louis jumped out, filled a glass with cold water, and tossed it at the beast.
Got you, he said.
The beast grinned a toothy grin and slapped his tail. Water sprayed the walls, the sink, the floor, and Louis.
Not fair, Louis cried. I just evened things up.
Louis, his father called. What's going on up there?
Oh,
Louis said to the beast. He stuck his head out of the bathroom door.
I spilled some water, he called. But don't worry, I'm wiping it up.
Oh, Louis, that wasn't quite the truth, was it? Louis and the beast mopped the floor with towels. Then Louis put on his cowboy pajamas and brushed his teeth. The beast didn't wear pajamas. He didn't brush his teeth either.
It's not bad being a beast,
Louis thought.
Let's get a snack, he suggested.
Oh, but Louis, you just brushed your teeth. Oh my goodness. His mom and dad were still watching television. Louis pretended he and the beast were cattle rustlers trying to sneak by the sheriff and his deputy. They edged past the living room door to the kitchen, and Louis made off with two apples. I suppose there are worse things to snack on.
Easy, old pal,
he whispered to the beast as they tiptoed back upstairs. The sheriff and the deputy didn't hear a thing. Louis ate his apple and tossed the core into the waste paper basket. The beast ate his apple, core and all.
Come on, beast,
Louis said.
Let's have a pillow fight.
He grabbed one pillow off his bed and hit the beast with it. And the beast flipped the other pillow and hit Lewis in the head. And the two pillows flew back and forth. Crash! The beast missed Lewis and hit a can of marbles instead.
Oh no, if you spill marbles all over the floor, what does it sound like?
Crackly-bly-crackly-glue.
Yeah, it makes a big sound. The marbles... The marbles bounced to the floor and rolled in every direction. For heaven's sake, Lewis! It was his mom calling this time. What's going on?
The marbles fell over, Lewis answered. But I'm picking them up.
Hurry up then and get into bed. Daddy and I will be up in 5 minutes to kiss you goodnight. The beast swept the marbles together with his forked tail while Lewis picked them up.
That's it, Lewis said. We've got them all.
He put the can back on the shelf and then knelt down by the bed to say his prayers.
God bless Mom, God bless Dad, God bless Grandpa and Grandma.
Lewis peeked through his laced fingers. The beast was watching him.
And please God,
Lewis added,
bless the beast.
The beast rubbed his scaly jaw on Lewis's shoulder. Lewis offered to share his bed, but the beast had other plans. He crawled into the darkness under Lewis's bed. Lewis pulled the blanket up to his chin and waited. Soon he heard his parents on the stairs. How nice to find you ready, his mom said. She turned off the bedside lamp while his dad turned on the nightlight, and then they both kissed him goodnight. Mm-hmm, said his mom. You smell all clean from your bath, Lewis.
So there isn't a beast in our bathtub after all?
Asked his dad, rumpling Lewis's hair.
Of course not,
Lewis replied.
Well, that's a relief. Good night, son.
Sleep well, Lewis, added his mother. Lewis listened as their footsteps echoed down the hallway. He waited until they went down the stairs.
Of course there's no beast in the bathtub, he called. He's under my bed.
And he is, definitely. But in the pictures, we can see what he kind of looks like. Maybe he's a dinosaur or something. He's green, right? And huge with a long tail. He's certainly a very interesting looking beast, isn't he? I bet you he's the sort of beast that Lewis will see all day long. I think there'll probably will be a beast at the breakfast table, right? You gonna sit with me?
I'm a banana!
Earth to banana boy.
I'm a banana, I'm a banana.
I wonder if there's a beast with a banana at the breakfast table.
Don't eat me!
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.